Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk at the North Pole Christmas Party. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. As you heard moments ago in our last report, Santa Claus has made it to Greenland and is now officially in the Western Hemisphere, marking another milestone on this historic Christmas Eve. He left the North Pole more than 18 hours ago, and he's now approaching an area of the world where he enjoys immense popularity. The questions hanging over Operation Merry Christmas at this time is, when will Santa arrive in the Americas, and will he have enough stuff to bring with him? Santa's workshop at the North Pole has worked long into the night, as have the wrapping, packing, and post office departments here at the North Pole. To get an update on these, we turn to Elf Howard Dingle of the Greater North Pole Chamber of Commerce. Howard, what in the world does the local Chamber of Commerce have to do with Operation Merry Christmas?
Absolutely nothing, Mr. Murr.
Well then, why are you updating us on this stuff?
Chambers staffed by volunteers from REAP. And it was our team from REAP that really got things going in Santa's workshop yesterday.
Wait, what's REAP?
It's a senior association of retired elves, Mr. Murr. REAP stands for Retired Elves at the Pole. We're a service organization. We run the Chamber of Commerce, and we greet the folks coming to the local county fair.
And you also fill in at Santa's workshop in your spare time, too? This is a great story, Mr. Dingle. Tell me, what did you do before you retired?
I was a post office elf, so I know what these Christmas Eves are like.
Mr. Dingle, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you and how long have you been retired?
I'm 634, next May. I retired about 56 years ago.
Good golly, you look terrific. You could pass for 300 or 350 easy. So what was it like to take up elf duty again in Santa's workshop, and how many members of REAP went in there with you?
Out of our 712 members, 711 made it. Only Mrs. Horowitz couldn't make it. She stayed back to make sugar-free sugar cookies. Not many people know how to do that, you know.
That's fantastic, Mr. Dingle. So, in your professional opinion, is Santa supplied with everything he needs?
He is. We finished every list, including all the things the children sent in at the last minute. It was a fun effort. It was good to feel like a real elf again.
Mr. Dingle, please extend our thanks to everyone at REAP and the Chamber of Commerce, of course, for their service this Christmas. You're a great example and quite an inspiration. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.